Name of Jesus. Father, that your kingdom will come, your will be done in this nation, Lord, as it is in heaven. God, we pray for a great turnaround. Take what the enemy has meant for harm and destruction and turn it to good. Lord Jesus, before your glorious coming, you said you'd pour out your spirit. So God, that's what we believe. Lord, the devil would have us to believe, Lord, that Father God, that it won't happen. But God, we know that your word is true and you do not lie. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lord, we commit ourselves to you tonight, God, in praise and worship, and Lord, the word of God. And we ask you, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, to have your way. And the saints said, amen. Come on, give him a big praise tonight. Let's worship together.
the theme to all of our lives. We were dead in sin, and He came and rescued us. Our great Messiah, we bless Your name tonight. We welcome You, Holy Spirit, in this house on this Sunday night. Come and breathe on this house tonight. Change our lives forever, Lord. We just open up ourselves to You. We open ourselves to You. He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He carried His cross and carried the cross. Love so
Lord of all, yeah.
You are the Lord of all. This is just a prayer tonight. Are you hungry? Are you desperate for a move of God? It's like Pastor was talking this morning. We need an awakening. We need an awakening in this region. We need an awakening in this region, oh Lord. We align ourselves up with the prayers that have been prayed throughout the years, people before us. Lord only knows. Thank you, Lord.
Fire, our God is a holy wind. Whatever you speak.
touch will live. Come on in, come on in. Whatever you touch will live. Come on in, come on in. Whatever you touch will live. Is forever settled in the heavens and will accomplish that you said. We thank you, Lord. Open up the skies of mercy. Rain down the cleansing flood. Healing water. Rise around us. Hear our cries, Lord. Let them rise. Your kindness, Lord. to repentance. Your favor, Lord, is our desire. And it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. And your love is better than. He said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. We need healing in our land. We need healing in this nation. We need healing. We declare that hearts are turning and eyes are being opened. In the name of Jesus, we declare your lordship over this region. Let it rain. Soul that belongs in this house, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain. Holy Spirit, we just arrest those spirits now. We arrest those hearts in the name of Jesus, wherever that they are at. You know them. You know them by name. You have a plan. We arrest them in the name of Jesus and call them into your house. We call them back into the house of God. We call them back into fellowship in the name of Jesus. From the north, south, east, and west, we call them home. We call them home. Come home. Oh, come home. He said he would leave the 99 for the one. He would leave the 99 for the one. That one was you and me. The one he came searching for. The one he desired to have. It was you and I. And he came running to our rescue. The Savior, the Creator of the universe, came running to us. Oh, yeah. He came running for us. He came running for us. God ran to us. Oh, he ran to us. His great love ran to us. His great love ran to us. Thank you, Jesus. We have so much to celebrate for his life. Oh, when he ran to us, he desired us with a great love. He desired us, and he made a way for us. When there was no other way, he came and he made the way. When death thought he'd won, when your enemy thought he had you exactly where he wanted you, Jesus. Jesus came into the room and changed it all. Thank you, Lord. Release that spirit of adoption throughout this region. Arrest the hearts, oh God, arrest them. Arrest every heart. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's just lift our hands up high. Come on, lift them up high. Lift them up high. Lift them up high. Lift them up high. Say, Lord, I ask for rain in the time of latter rain. I ask for rain of the Holy Spirit upon my life in the time of latter rain. I ask for rain in the time of rain. Let your clouds gather over me. Let the heavenly rain come down. Let the holy rain of heaven fall upon me, Jesus. Lord, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, Lord, let it rain, let it rain. Let your holy rain come down. Let it come down, Lord, let it come down, let it come down, let it come down. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We ask for that rain in the time of the latter rain, Lord. We thank you for the rain, Jesus. We thank you for the rain, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. I want you to just stay put right where you are, okay? On the platform too. You can be seated out there. I want to exhort you just for a few minutes because I believe this is what the Lord wants to do tonight. And it's so important. Everybody say praise. Praise. And I want to read to you from Psalm 149. Everybody say Psalm 149. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute vengeance upon them, the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. You know, I know I got the right word tonight. I know because of the tenor of the service. And I want you to hear me tonight because this is important. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Or let's put it this way. Where the Spirit is made to be Lord, there is liberty. There is freedom. So when we worship God, we worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. Everybody say in spirit and in truth because God is a spirit. Throughout the Word of God, one of the things that we see is the actions and meanings of praise have specific meanings. Specific meanings, purposes, and intentions for you and me. So they're very specific in the Scripture. And these are the ways that God wants us to worship him. Because something happens in the realm of the Spirit. A prophetic church needs prophetic worship. Amen. In Exodus chapter number 28, for example, it tells us that the foundation of praise was to minister to him. Everybody say the foundation of praise. When God gave all the instruction to the priest, it was so that he would be worshiped. Somebody say worship him. Worship him. In the book of Revelation, chapter number 1, verse 15, it tells us that we are kings and priests unto our God. that we lead others into worship that are around us. We know we look to the praise team to lead us into worship, but actually, as kings and priests, we lead the way. We all lead the way. Somebody say amen. And in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, it tells us that we are to continually offer the sacrifices of praise, to continually offer up praises to God. Going down the highway, going in the mall, no matter where that you are, because there is no substitute for praise. No substitute for praise. You know, in the New Testament, Jesus tells us something really interesting in chapter number 21, verse number 16. He said, haven't you ever read that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast, what? Perfected praise. But really, the translation of that from the Old Covenant is different, because Jesus is quoting from the Old Covenant. The King James writers put this in. And so, but the Old Covenant comes along and says it just a little bit differently. Listen to what it says in Psalm chapter 8, verse number 2. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. So when you begin to praise God, you know what happens for you? You ordain your strength. Hello, somebody. When you praise God, you begin to ordain your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So I couldn't stress to you enough or more than what the scripture tells us tonight, that when you praise God, that it ordains your strength. When we as the church begin to praise God, one of the things that happen is that the strength of God begins to move in the midst of us. You experience joy, and that's when you press in. Somebody say, when you press in. Did you know that the best times are when you have to press in? Because if you just come and simply just begin to lift your hands and the glory comes down, that's one thing. But when we were talking like this morning, when you dig the well of praise, when you press your way in through all the stuff that your head is telling you that you can't have or it's not going to happen, when you press your way into that, something's going to explode in your spirit. Somebody say amen. Something is going to explode in the spirit. So Jesus tells us it is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. The joy of the Lord. See, there is power in our praise. I said there's power in our praise. I'll say that again. There's power in your praise, not just mine. But I know enough about mathematics that 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. Come on. 4 + 4 = 8. See, what I'm getting at tonight is when praise begins to be magnified, great strength begins to be released in the house of God. Strength begins to be ordained in our lives. We break through into explosive joy that comes no other way. This is what the scripture is telling us. That when you praise God, I'm not looking to Brother Dalton to praise God for me. I'm not looking for Israel to praise God for me. I'm not looking for anybody to praise God for me. I'm going to praise God for myself. So when I come to church, I don't care who likes it or doesn't like it, I'm going to praise Him. When I don't feel like it, I'm going to praise Him. When I do feel like it, I'm going to praise Him. And when the obstacles are thrown in the way, and when I feel that oppressive force that's trying to keep me from praising God, I'm just going to step up and move forward with more praise than I ever have before, because I know that breakthrough is what I need. So God is telling me, He said, look, you're asking me for revival. You're asking me for awakening. You're asking me for breakthrough. He said, this is how you get it. You ordain your strength by praising me, by exalting me, and by giving me the glory that's due my name. Come on now. Listen, there's 7 Hebrew words in the Bible that describe praise. The first is halal. Everybody say halal. It means to clamor foolishly. Everybody say clamor foolishly. I like this. It means to make a racket. Somebody say, how many has ever made a racket? It means to make a loud noise. Come on now. It means to yell. And that's the only place that you can yell. Let me hear you yell tonight. Let me hear you yell out of praise to God. Oh, see, this is what I'm getting at right here, because this is what God said. Look, He said, I don't want you praising me with your head. I told you that I'm a spirit. And those who worship me and praise me have to praise me in the spirit. My word is spirit. My word is truth. And if you're going to worship me, don't you kelcock something up in your mind or your imagination and try to bring it to me, because that's not what I'm looking for. God says, I'm looking for some clamorous praise, some halal. I want you to yell. I want you to make a loud noise. I want you to act crazy. I want you to give me some crazy praise. This is what God wants. Somebody say what God wants. Do you know why? Because when you do something crazy and ridiculous, when your flesh doesn't feel like it, it's not long until you begin to shift the atmosphere and things begin to shift and change in your heart and in your life. Somebody say amen. It's like that old song says, I'm going to praise my way right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. I'm not going to let old Satan get me down. See, we have to learn to praise in the spirit. Praising in the spirit is one thing. Praising with head knowledge is another. I can come and praise God with head knowledge in a service, and nothing will happen. But if I praise God in spirit with an attitude like the Bible said, let's praise him with understanding. I understand when I let out a yell of praise to my God that it's blasting holes in the heavenlies and it is striking terror in the hearts of the adversary, because I am doing the unexpected. Because the devil expects me to clam up, shut up, and sit down instead of stepping up, speaking up, and shouting out a praise to God. Somebody say amen. The next word would be yada. It means the extended hand. Everybody remember when Aaron and Hur and Moses were out there? Moses was fighting the Amalekites. Joshua was leading the battle. And the Bible said that Aaron and Hur went and got Moses' arms, and they did what? Extended them. And when they were extended, they were winning the battle. Every time that his arms came down, get a clue, people. Every time that his arms came down, the Amalekites began to prevail. I'm not letting Amalekite devil stop me from advancing in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Because my praise is dangerous. I understand that when I praise God with my extended hand, I'm acknowledging him. See, it doesn't make a lot of sense to my head for my hand to be in there. Say, lift your hands in the air like you just don't care. Come on, some of you do it. Get your hands up. Say, lift your hands in the air like you just don't care. You got to get your hand up. Somebody get your hand. Why? Because when I lift my hand up, principalities and powers are backing up. The powers of darkness have to back up, because I am doing something prophetically. Only God has ordained this. He said, you praise me, yada. You lift up your hand. You glorify my name, and you'll push back the powers of darkness. We'll do anything except what God said. And this is easy. Say yada. Yada. And then there's toda. It means to give thanks. That's when you have a breakthrough. You just begin to give thanks unto God. Somebody say, give thanks to God. Give thanks unto God. Somebody say, give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. To honor him, to give thanksgiving. Psalm 107 verse 22 says, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Glory to God. I want to tell you tonight that my God is a big God. I want to tell you tonight that my God gives me life. I want to tell you that my God gives me strength. My God gives me energy. My God gives me help. My God is with me. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. I am thankful unto him, and I bless his name. I will offer up the sacrifices of praise to my God, because I want him to see me down here. And I'm saying, thank you, Father. And you know what? When I'm telling him, thank you, Father, that means that sometimes when I've made those deposits into that account, that sometimes, somebody say sometimes, I get an overflow of blessing, and God turns around and lavishes my life with blessings unmeasurable. Come on. Oh, this is good. Shabbat. Everybody say Shabbat. To shout. Somebody say shout. Everybody remember when Joshua was walking around the walls of Jericho and Israel was walking around the walls of Jericho, and they encircled it seven times, and when they went around, then the trumpet sounded and everybody did a what? Shout! Somebody say shout! 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 Now I have to think to myself that there were several million Israelites that shouted out that praise. That was a reverberation that did cause the earth to tremble. But more than that, what it did is it caused the foundations of hell, of that demonic city, to crumble and to fall, and the walls fell down flat. Come on, somebody. When the enemy encircles around our life with oppressiveness and sickness and poverty and any other thing that hell can belch out, if it's witchcraft or sorcery or whatever that it might be, when it comes to put the death rattles in you, what you need to do is to work out a Shabbat and shout in the name of Jesus toward that. Because that's what the enemy doesn't expect you to do. Those Israelites marched around that wall. They didn't speak a word because God said, shut up. But he said, you can say, can you imagine what it's like? It's like a little kid. You say, you can't say nothing till I tell you to. And they're looking at you like my jaws are going to explode. Man, if you don't let me get this thing out of me, I don't know, I'm just going to blow up. And then when you get the word, you know what? That's why it's a Shabbat. That's why it's a shout. That's why it's loud. That's why it reverberates and shakes the earth. And it shakes the heavens also. Come on. When you begin to praise God. Zamar. Everybody say Zamar. It is to pluck on the strings. Travis, can you pluck something on the strings over there? Give me a hot run. Come on now. This is what it is right here. This is when David is playing on the strings and he hits a hot lick and God says, okay, do that on the strings. Lift it up. Do it. Go ahead. Get ready. Somebody say, get ready. Oh, yeah. Zamar. Zamar, pluck the strings. You gotta make your fingers talk. You know, that's amazing that God said that in the Word. That's why you got these crazy musicians who can play all these hot licks and tickle those strings and make all of those sounds. Do you know why? Because Satan was that angel that led worship in heaven, and the Bible said that every step that he took, music eluded from him. Beautiful music came out of him because God designed him to have that music come out and glorify the God of heaven. Come on. But you know what? God has put that gift in the fingers of men and women that have this gift on the inside, that can do what? That can pluck the string. Somebody say Zamar. Zamar. And then Tehillah. Everybody say Tehillah. It means to simply sing hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Somebody say hallelujah. I dare you to jump up and say hallelujah right now. Just jump on your feet, throw your hands in the air like you just don't care, and say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can sit down. And then Barak, number 7, to kneel in reverence. We all know what that's like. But I think in Christendom, we think that's the only one in there. That we can't speak or we can't shout or we can't praise. When you kneel in reverence unto the Lord, Psalm 86, verse number 20. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. To kneel in reverence. All of those 7 ways of praising God. Somebody say, the ways of praising God. This is so important. And I want to read to you tonight the Psalms. My pages are stuck together. Psalm 149. Somebody say Psalm 149. We just read it, didn't we? Just a few moments ago. So listen. Let. That means I have to do it. I got to open the door. Let the high praises of God be in my mouth. What kind of a high praise can you give to your God? And a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen. My praise executes vengeance upon the heathen. Punishments upon those people that would like to do me harm or see the kingdom destroyed. My praise binds their kings and chains, principalities and powers, and their nobles, these demonic beings with fetters of iron. My praise does that. To execute upon them the judgments written. So when I begin to praise God, I am executing the judgments written that God is going to bring upon those demonic powers that have been harassing me, that have been harassing you, that are causing problems in the earth. I want to just put something out here to you tonight for you to notice that when you look at what is going on in America today in our major cities and you hear the chaotic roar of hell, that is nothing more than the praise going to the demons of darkness. That's them praising Lucifer. He loves destruction. He loves death. He loves chaos. He loves lawlessness. But at the same time, what would it be like if the church began to key in on beginning to praise God? Because the praises of God cannot be contained within the four walls of this building tonight. When you begin to release that praise to God, it emanates forth into the heavenlies and it goes for miles and miles and miles and miles out as you begin to praise him in spirit. Somebody say, when I praise him in the spirit, that kind of stuff happens for me. It executes judgments that are written. This honor have all the saints, praise ye the Lord. God has given this to us. If the devil is tormenting you, you know what you do? You begin to praise him. I said you begin to praise him. You shout out to God. You give glory to him. You clamor foolishly. You dance in his presence. You extend your hand. You give thanks and honor to him. Because when you do that, it's shoving the darkness back. Somebody say, it's shoving the darkness back. This honor is ours. It belongs to me. So the next time that the devil begins to mess with you and put stuff in your head, instead of him allowing him to talk to you and sit on your shoulder and tell you that you're nothing and a nobody and that you're shamed and that you're defeated and this you'll never have your dream and all of these things and you'll never see what God said that you would see, you ought to just go into one big praise fit right there and lose it in the presence of God and begin to shout and praise him. Somebody praise him. Psalm 150, listen. There's a reason that these psalms are at the end here. Listen to what he says. Praise ye the Lord. All right, musicians, get ready. Y'all get ready. We're going to praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him of the sound of the trumpet. Praise him of the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him. He's telling you to do this now, not in heaven. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. And let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now stand on your feet tonight and give God a praise. Come on, lift him up. Give him a praise tonight. Give him some praise tonight. Give him some halal. Give him some yada praise. Give him some todah. Give him some thanks tonight. Give him some Shabbat. Shout out, shout out, shout out. Give him some Zamar, some Tehillah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Say, I'm going to shout you down, devil. I'm going to put you in my place of my praise because this is my privilege and my honor that God has given to me. I'm going to shout with the voice of triumph. I'm going to shout with the voice of praise. I will not be silenced. My God, We're going to praise him over Patrick County, Virginia. We're going to praise him over the United States of America. We're going to send out our praise in the heavenlies. We're going to send out our praise to the addicted. We're going to send out our praise to the immoral. We're going to send out our praises to destroy the chains and fetters of darkness that the enemy has placed upon their life. And we're going to see them set free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Throw off the heavy bands tonight. Loose yourself with some praise and give glory, glory, glory unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Him. Come on and give God some praise. You got to keep lifting it up. Keep lifting him. You think about every dirt darted thing that the devil has brought against you and shout out a praise to God, because you know that there is freedom in worship, freedom in your praise. You've ordained that strength by your praises to the living God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, let me hear you lift him up. Come on, lift him up. Come on, you gotta shout, you gotta shout, you gotta shout, you gotta shout. You gotta shout, my praise is greater than oppression. My praise is greater than sickness. My praise is greater than demons. My praise is greater than Lucifer. My praise is greater because I serve a great God. He is worthy. He is worthy. Somebody say he's worthy. Come on. Come on, lift him up, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Oh my God. Let me hear you shout again. You got to shout it down.
When I'm numbered, I'll praise.
Is important. I said your praise is important. Your praise is important. It chases down the serpent. It cuts his head off. I said your praise is important. Do you really think that Paul, when he was on that Isle of Malta, when he was putting the sticks on the fire and that serpent came out, that he was void of praise? I believe he had just spent months on that sea and days and nights in the presence of the Lord, because he said the angel of God had visited him and said everything is going to be all right. I don't know about you, but I know that praise ordains my strength, and I know that praise binds kings and nobles of chains and fetters of iron. So I challenge you that when you go home and you're riding down the road, go ahead and begin to praise the Lord. Come on. Go ahead and begin to hallow the Lord. Go ahead and begin to tada the Lord. Go ahead and begin to yada the Lord. Go ahead and begin to praise him as you're riding down the highway. See, you need to understand that when you shout out a praise, something is happening. I said something is happening. I'm going to close with this, and then we're going to get out of here. I'm reminded, see, I'll tell you again. This is my story, and I'm going to tell it because it needs to be told. When my billfold got stolen, I didn't say, oh, God, what am I going to do? I said, devil, you're going to pay me back sevenfold. I don't want my billfold. I said, you keep it. I said, no, I'm going to get my billfold back. I said, but you can have the money, You're not having my credit cards, but you're going to pay me back sevenfold on my money. I'm getting my billfold back because my wife gave it to me as a gift. And I'd ride down the highway every couple of weeks. I'd just roll down my window. Devil, you're not having my billfold. In the name of Jesus, and you're going to pay me back sevenfold on everything that you stole. And I did it, and I did it with praise. I did it with understanding. I did it because I knew that the devil had to give it back. See, the Bible teaches us that if we'll go after it and stand on it, God will back it up. Several years later, I mean several years later, the phone rang. Swift Chalet come up on the caller ID. I didn't even have to ask her what it was. I said, you got my billfold? Didn't say hello. I said, you got my billfold? She said, yes. I said, yes. I said, it's an eel skin. But she said, all the credit cards are in it. Your driver's license in it. You know, the billfold is, it looks like brand new. She said, but there's no money in it. I said, That's mine. Devil, you're paying me back sevenfold. Amen. No. You got to listen to me. I hadn't told the whole story. And when I was building that house over there, there was a swamp in the road, and they came over and dug that whole road out free. They came and brought loads of fresh dirt in, put gravel in, put a drain in so that that thing would drain out so that I could get across. That was thousands of dollars. I said, thank you, God. The devil is having to pay up right now. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And man, there were so many things that began to happen and fall in place. It was ridiculous. And everything, I remembered to give praise to God and give thanks to Him that he made the devil pay me back sevenfold for what he had stolen. And you know what? The devil hadn't tried to steal my billfold no more. I wonder why. Amen. Amen. So don't get faint if you lose something or the devil steals something. You just let him know he's going to pay you back sevenfold. Say, Pastor Coleman said you paid him back. You had to pay him back sevenfold because he stole his billfold in Washington, D.C. And he kept telling you, devil, you're going to have to do it. And you had to do it because God made you. And he's going to say, the devil, when the devil hears you say that, he's going to say, my God, go ahead and get that thing back to them. I ain't messing with that no more. Somebody say amen. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It'll lift your spirit man up. It'll make you feel better. It'll bring healing to your body. It'll turn impossible situations around. It'll silence the enemy. That's what the psalmist said in Psalm 149. This is our privilege. It belongs to us. It's our honor. God gave that to us. And so every time that you come into the house of God, come and put your praise on. When you're riding down the road, put your praise on. When you're at the house, put your praise on. If your spouse comes in and catches you acting clamorously crazy, say, I just got my praise on right now and I'm praising God. Amen. You might be in the dorm at the college, and you might be shouting victory and praising God, and you just look up and say, I just got my praise on right now. I got my praise on. I'm going to praise the Lord. And do it. Somebody say, do it. You watch the blessings begin to come, and you watch the enemy begin to flee in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he lift his countenance to you. May he be gracious unto you. And may the God of heaven grant you peace in Jesus Christ, the Son of God's name. Amen. So go dig wells and go praise his name.